Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, you go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
I love it. I get it. I understand that, as a wise man once said, or kind of an idiot, the past is for cowards and losers. And sure, but it's kind of all Bears fans have is the fading glory of the past. And I love that. That I don't want the general manager, the coach, the quarterback thinking at all about
the weight of history.
No, or Sid Luckman or any records in 4,000 yards passing or 30 touchdowns or whatever it may be. However, that's our job. And I can't tell you right here that I can be in lockstep just saying, forget it, forget it, forget it. Because those of us of a certain age who have had a relationship with this team on all kinds of different levels, a unique and privileged opportunity to be a fan and then a fan and observer and season ticket holder and then be a daily on the job beat reporter for years. And then also be an observer doing this job and getting back into being a fan and having to raise a kid who's a Bears fan and a wife who's maybe turning into one, not raising her, but introducing her to it. That's my concern. Let me worry about the past, because that's for each of us. That's an individual burden and it's an individual awareness. And I will tell you that I'm not going to let go of it. Because I do think it's important and informative.
It's hard to put those bricks down.
It's important and it's informative, especially with the fact that I'll be straight up right now. This is a wonderful day. There's part of me that wonders if the Bears are going to be doomed to repeat the failures they've made in the past regarding regime and environment and coaching staff.
You do understand, though, how that is unfair to Ryan Poles, though.
Absolutely I do, and especially with our first segment of the show, talking about everything that Ryan Poles has done. I wish he would have fired the coach.
I know you do.
And I said it at the time.
And look, that's one of the things that I took away from the press conference is that his response to what Herb was talking about of being able to pivot. And, I mean, it's pretty clear, like, if you're Velus Jones, you should feel very nervous right now.
And if you're Luke Getsy, you might want to feel a little subtweeted when it comes to flexibility, et cetera, and multi-positionality and some of that.
And maybe if things don't go the way that he wants in this season, he will course correct on the head coach.
But still, but that's part of why this has been an ongoing problem, is who's inheriting whom, who's held over from a previous regime, that it hasn't been clean. And that is something that I still have circled even as they embark on what's next.
I think that it's really hard for people to put those bricks down, and I understand anyone who would look at their life as a fan of the Bears, even if their fandom started 10 years ago, and go, why should I trust them? Poles, I think, has made enough moves where you can make an argument for trusting him going forward. But that doesn't mean that trust is without there being a little bit of skepticism.
And I do think there are football lessons, concrete football lessons to be learned from an ignominious history.
You can trust him. Yeah.